What's going on? It's your boy Lee, and this is Lee Green on the Air. Rapper China Rogers died at the age of 25 just a couple days ago. E! News has actually reveals her the cause of her death, so I'm going to go ahead and roll this clip.
Rogers' cause of death revealed. A spokesperson for the Philadelphia Department of Health tells E! News that the rapper died of an accidental drug overdose. The rapper had previously struggled with drug addiction in the past, but revealed she had been sober since 2017. The 25-year-old had previously opened up to Pitchfork about her struggle with addiction and shared in part, "There are a lot more people dealing with this shit than you think, and they should know that someone who looks like me or does this could have the same problem as the fiend on the corner." China credited ASAP Yams, one of the members of the ASAP Mob, as one of her mentors. ASAP Yam died of a drug overdose in 2015. On April 8th, fans of China feared the worst when her friend Quinta Bronson tweeted, "Just lost another friend to drugs. I'm not going to be quiet about it. I'm tired of drug culture. Everything about it. Everything attached to it. I know there's a bigger picture, but I don't care right now. I'm so tired and sad." Quinta also retweeted a past message China wrote to her on Twitter and replied, "And I will love you forever, and we are going to change this world for you." The Rogers family shared a statement to E! News expressing that China was deeply loved and will be sorely missed.
So you heard that clip, and I'm gonna just put my two cents on it. These young new rappers coming out today just talking about money, drugs, and all that stuff, I don't think it's worth losing your life, even if the drug overdose is completely false. I just don't want to see any more of young people, you know, being influenced by this, and then all of a sudden they're all gone like that. So I truly hope that you take this message seriously, because we shouldn't start rapping about drugs or anything else like that. We should be more about uplifting our people in the community more than anything else, even during the pandemic of COVID-19. So I hope you guys stay safe, stay sanitized. My thoughts and prayers go out to China and her family. So thank you for listening to Lee Green on the Air, and I'll see you in the next episode.